Farmers across the Midwest are facing tight profit margins and rising healthcare costs, and that means some hold off getting medical treatment or forgo health insurance altogether. Side Effects Public Media's Samantha Horton reports some state farm bureaus are trying to fill that gap.
Out on his family's farm in northern Indiana, Jacob Smoker does his evening chores feeding the cattle.
We raise beef cattle primarily. That goes to grocery stores, things like that, but then also we do row crops as well. Non-GMO corn, non-GMO soybeans, things for like tofu processing, as well as seed corn and wheat.
After working in Chicago, Smoker came back to the farm a few years ago and says one of the biggest challenges has been healthcare costs.
Each person in the operation kind of has their own way that they're doing healthcare. I've got a brother that's running without any right now. I've got some. My other brother runs with Department of Defense. He's a reservist in the Army.
And Smoker's wife is working in part to get health insurance for their family.
Myself, my wife teaches, and right now that's a really, really good benefit for our family. She doesn't do it for the money. It's mostly the insurance side of it.
Lots of Hoosier farmers face a similar problem, according to an Indiana Farm Bureau survey. At the group's annual convention in December, President Randy Crone told members that health care would be a top priority for 2020.
We had about 2,000 of you answered the survey. Two big things came out of it. One, it was very, very clear. Overwhelming majority said the health care cost was adversely affecting your farms, or the bottom line.
But Indiana law doesn't allow the Farm Bureau's proposed group health plan to cover sole proprietors. So the Bureau is looking to create that option, as Tennessee and several other Midwest states have done. Director of Public Policy Katrina Hall says there might be some pushback, but believes this is the best option to pursue. She says it will offer another option to the Affordable Care Act marketplace.
There may be some health insurance providers who feel like this is competition for them. I would point out, though, that aside from what's offered on the ACA exchange, the primary provider in Indiana does not offer individual policies.
However, these sorts of association health plans are raising concerns. Kevin Lucia of Georgetown University's Health Policy Institute says they can carry a risk. Healthy people might gravitate to these plans, leaving traditional plans to cover the most expensive care.
And the people in the traditional markets ultimately could face higher premiums over the long term. And that's an important risk to consider.
Lucia notes plans like the one the Indiana Farm Bureau wants to offer do not have to abide by the Affordable Care Act regulations. That may mean people with pre-existing conditions don't get covered, and there isn't robust mental health or maternity coverage.
So those are the kinds of things that I think state policymakers have to take into consideration.
Crone says the Farm Bureau plan will require a health evaluation, and that might cause some to be denied.
This isn't for everybody, but it will help a lot of our members. And I think it's another choice on the market that will help a lot of our members.
Back at the farm, Jacob Smoker realizes not every member of his family might be accepted into the group plan.
Every family's got some. You know, my mom's got a heart condition that would probably exclude her from that.
But he still feels it's the best option, especially when it comes to younger generations taking over the family farm.
Folks like myself, young families, people that are coming back to the farms, it's hard enough to come back to an ag operation as it is. And if you can alleviate some of that burden through lessening the healthcare cost on an operator, that would be a huge benefit.
The Indiana Farm Bureau leadership hopes to start offering health plans for next year. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Samantha Horton.